That
First
you are
function I went to. Oh, when you see the picture, you will laugh. It was so cold. I have my sweater. And my friend's sister, their husband was like, oh, why? It's a party. Why do you have this sweater on? I said, oh, please, I'm so cold. And I had some jeans from the wife, and it was very tight. Oh, I remember that day. Oh, my God.
What party was that? Birthday party? Or?
Yeah, it was somebody had a baby, and he was making an outdoor party. Yeah. So I went with him. And he normally he videos the people. Yeah. So I had to help him with his things. And then when we went there, I was sitting and watching the people while they're dancing and enjoying, like Africa. I said, oh, yeah, enjoying like they're in Africa. We make parties in Africa. Eh? They are doing the same like them. So I was like, there's no difference. That is what came in my mind. Oh, there's no difference. We are the same everywhere.
And who are some of the people that you remember who were there?
Oh, so many people. Now there are about 20, 15 people that I still see around, maybe more. Yeah, that time some were very small, skinny. Now some are big, older. Some are even dead. Yeah. But everybody was like, oh, hello, oh, I don't know you. Everybody was coming, oh, hello, I don't know you. Everybody wanted to know me because there was a new face around.
And that child who's adoring that you attended, is he still living again?
Oh, that child is big. It's big now. I hear he's I don't know, but he supplies drugs for the apotheks.
Yeah. Okay.
He wanted to be a police. He went to the school, everything, but he had a problem with he had one disease or something, and he could not be in the police. Yeah.
Oh.
It's something with the, I don't know, liver or something, or the kidney, I don't know. But he's okay. I saw one time the apothec here. He was giving some medicine.
So apart from the... This was the birthday party.
Yeah.
What are some of the other parties that the earlier Ghanaians were, other rituals?
Funeral parties. Yeah. I remember one, the person died here. It was a young woman. The name, I don't know her. Only, yeah. I think 1 year that when I came, she died. And that's when I remember. And there were a few parties and a few birthdays. But most was parties with people who have babies. Mm-hmm. Outdooring parties, yeah.
Okay. And can you describe that kind of parties?
Oh, did they introduce the children, the child to the public, and they mentioned the name. This child is called so-so and so. And then they introduce the mother and the father. And it's like everybody is here, enjoy yourself. But then if somebody has a gift for the child, they can also give. So it's, after that, it's only drinking and dancing and, yeah.
So during this time, they give a gift to the newborn baby.
Yeah.
Do you follow a particular religious pattern as far as that was concerned?
Oh, normally, like we Ghanaians, we know God. I can say they are Muslims and Christians, but we all know God. And most the most parties are from the Christian side. The Muslims really don't. I've never been in such big thing from any Muslim because they do things in the house or. But the most are the Christians, so they pray. First, they pray to God for the child, and then they pray for the occasion to start.
And you don't go to church then?
Yeah.
Also.
After the party, the next day, you go to church too.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
After the party?
After the party. But normally the child is named in the house the day, the morning, and the evening there is a party. So already the priest or the pastor comes to the house to name the child and pray for the child before the party, the evening. And the Sunday is like the parents bring the child to church to say thank you to everybody and like that. And show the child to God. That's how we do it.
Mm. And do you have any feeling that living in Belgium here has affected your tradition and rituals?
Oh, now no. Before it was. That was my idea or my mind, but now it's not. Now we do things like we do our cultural things, like in Ghana, and how we name babies, how we if somebody dies, how we behave, or what we do. It's still the same. We do the same thing here. The only thing is we cannot make too much noise. and we cannot say we want to see the body, that we open it there, it is laid for everybody to or friends to come and see the person for the last, and the next day is closed and they go and bury it. But here it's like you have to go to the mortuary, I think 2 days before the burial, it's closed or something. Yeah, that is the only difference. But
so that is some sort of ritual that you have adopted from the Fleming Society.
Yeah, that we don't have to, and even it has made us know, especially those in Europe. It has outside made us know that even it's not healthy. Opening the dead body like that to the public, everybody, because you don't know the contamination or the disease, or it's very dangerous. And so this has also wake us up to know, no, you cannot be looking. It's close family can go to the mortuary and it's finished. Even now, it's happening in Ghana. They don't keep bodies anymore. Open for people to come. You can go there to the mortuary to look and it's finished. So it's good. Like my mother, they just brought her in the morning from the mortuary, put dress everything in the house. And there in the mortuary, they just put her in the casket to the house just to pass the house before they bury her. And we watched her and all that, and they took her away. So it was just for, let's say, an hour, because the pastor has to pray, and we sing something, and they have to. We have our family culture that we have to do, like me and my siblings. We have to put a ring and like handuk to say, oh, this is what we have, and money, this is what we have for you on your way. If you are thirsty, you buy water. Like that is our culture. So our father has to give, the children have to give, the family has to give. So we do that when the body is in the house, and then it's about an hour and it away. So now it's adopted there too. We don't open the coffins anymore for people to. So I think it's a good thing that we also travel to see some things. Huh? Mm-hmm.
And with all these garlands or the this thing, do you normally invite other family members that are around? And is it possible that others can even come from other countries?
Yeah, from the parties I've been and now till now, there are other people who have family in like America, Canada, London, and they come. When my mother died, I had a funeral here, and my sister in Canada, she came with her husband. And I had family also in London, they came, Germany.
To Ghana or to here?
To here, mm-hmm. Yeah.
But your mother died
in Ghana. So here, it's like their friends come to say sorry. So you organize something with some drinks and food for friends. And those who couldn't go with you to Ghana or something, they like to give something for what you spent, the burial and all that. So that is how. And in Ghana, that's how we do it. And some die people help with a little bit of money and drink or something else. It's not only money, but everybody helps for the person to be buried. So it's like that. But here, because they cannot help me with anything, there is only money for my ticket or something. Then they come to help. It's like that.